The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And in Luke chapter 4, I'll just read it for you, this verse is quoted by Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Let me tell you something, the Holy Spirit's power in the Old Testament was to preach, was to prophesy, was to preach the gospel, was to fight the battles that God had for them. And in the New Testament, he says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Do you see that? It's how consistent the Bible is. He says, the Holy Spirit comes upon people in all throughout the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit comes upon people in the four Gospels. Jesus, Simeon, others. The Holy Spirit comes upon people in Acts chapter 1. The Holy Spirit comes upon people in Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit is upon people in Acts chapter 4. The Holy Ghost is upon people in Acts chapter 10 and 11. The Holy Spirit is upon people in Acts chapter 19. And when the Holy Ghost comes upon them, they preach the gospel. I'm going to tell you something. It takes power to get people saved. You can't just walk up to somebody and just explain them the gospel and just expect them to get saved. Yeah, it's not going to work. You can tell them and you can prove it to them from the Bible. It's not a math problem. It won't work. You cannot get people saved like that. You must have power. That's why the tissue box method of soul winning is not going to work. That's why the Reader's Digest magazine will not work, because there's no power in the NIV. There's no power in the Roman Catholic Bible tonight. There's no power in the tissue box tonight. There's power in the Word of God. The power is in the Gospel. The power is in God's Word. The Bible says that God's Word, the voice of the Lord, maketh the hinds to calve. The voice of the Lord breaketh the rock in pieces. The voice of the Lord is what's power. The voice of the Lord is this book right here, the Bible. You get the Word of God. You have the Holy Spirit of God inside of you, and then you have the power of the Holy Ghost resting upon you. That's when you're going to see people saved. So let me ask you tonight, has the Spirit of the Lord come upon you after that you believed? Has the Holy Spirit come upon you after that you believed? Do you have the power of God on your life? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Oh, you're saved, huh? You believe on Jesus Christ? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Are you on fire for God like we are? Do you preach the gospel like we do? Are you filled with power like Samson was? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost like Gideon was? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit like Saul was? Do you have the Holy Ghost resting upon you like David did? Do you have the Holy Spirit upon you like the men in the Bible who preached the gospel had? Are you filled with power like Micah? Because otherwise we don't have time for you.